Welcome to another episode of This Is Only the Hooligans. Brad.
Hello.
Sarah.
Hey.
Bird.
All right.
So today was the day.
I'm drunk.
That we found out.
But we didn't find out. We didn't find out the new colors. We're still arguing about it.
Yeah.
This is the new, what color is the dress?
Yes.
But, however, the announcement was made at 11 o'clock this morning.
Some of us heard it a little
but
earlier.
But we all heard
than
it
that.
Earlier because somebody screwed up and posted it.
To be fair, we'd heard.
To be fair.
To be fair. We got the name a little bit earlier due to various sources checking in, trying to confirm with us. So we knew it was going to be St. Louis City. And then apparently the YouTube video went live 11 a.m. Eastern time versus Central time. And I don't know if the guys know this, but on the internet, people find this shit.
I mean, we've had an army of people out there looking for this stuff for six months.
Sarah alone is an investigator.
It was on them. Yeah. They fucked up.
Yep. Oh, and not only that, but you got so close.
So close.
I mean,
I'm telling you, an hour away.
An hour away is a huge win. It really is.
In today's day and age.
I mean, we knew Nashville the night before.
Yeah.
Miami, we learned a couple weeks before.
Yeah, we knew the colors. We didn't see the exact logo with
but
Miami.
But we knew the name.
Yeah,
You know, like, these
good
things
job.
Leak.
Good.
It was an amazing job to get down to 1 hour. Yeah. But you were so close.
So close.
So close.
So close. And it's been great, too, because as soon as it came out, people were like, well, there it is. Because it was like, they got so close.
Yeah.
It was almost kind of sad getting it leaked.
But I will say, we learned about 9 a.m. what the name was going to be.
Yeah.
And I do think it gave us a little time to
process it.
Absorb it and process it. First, let's kind of break it down by the individual pieces. The name. What do you guys think of the name? St. Louis City SC.
It's fine. The most important thing, and I've seen several people say it, it's not bad. That's all that mattered. They didn't.
It's not United.
It's not any Steamers or Archers
right.
or United yeah. or Gateway or any of the.
It's not St. Louis Erosion. It's not St. Louis Fusion.
I do yes. like Erosion.
I like Erosion.
Confluence or Legacy or any of those stupid things that we've heard.
Let's talk about the downside of the name. We all technically live outside of St. Louis City.
Yep.
Right.
The advertisements have been, we are Afton. We are Arnold. We are
Alton,
Chesterfield, Alton, St. Charles. But it's not.
I personally, I'm not offended by it.
I'm not.
I'm used to living outside of the city.
Yeah.
I live in Crystal City. But when people from wherever ask me where I'm from, I say St. Louis.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I get it. Maybe not as inclusive as it could have been, but I don't think it's a bad name.
No. It's just weird that like all their ads have been inclusive, and then it's...
I mean, in that respect...
It's a line drawing.
We've talked about St. Louis Metro.
Yeah.
That might have been a better inclusive name, but...
I don't mind City.
I'm not offended by City.
No, I'm not.
It's fine.
Not
Bird, you're a United fan.
But also, I'm being a foreigner, my dad thinks I live in St. Louis.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
When I go home, people say, how's St. Louis? Yeah. What's St. Louis like?
Oh, yeah. I mean...
And I do embrace St. Louis City. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Like, people ask me, you know, at work, I deal with every, you know, basically Omaha to Georgia. Where do you live? St. Louis.
Right.
That's what we say.
Yeah.
Perfectly fine with it. That's why if it... St. Louis Blues, St. Louis Cardinals. Fine.
And honestly, from the beginning, this project, this group of owners have wanted to establish more pride in St. Louis. They want to rebuild downtown St. Louis. They want to be a part of the rejuvenation of St. Louis City. So, to me, it works. Not perfect, but it could have been a damn sight worse.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Oh, again, you know, there are so many ways this could have gone bad.
I know some of the people out there are going to say boring, or they're going to say it's too Euro or whatever, but I think...
It's the perfect balance.
It's simple.
It's a safe bet.
It's simple. Yep. It's safe. And like I said, you know, a week ago or whatever on Twitter, boring is greater than bad. It's not bad.
And all those names that you just mentioned, the city plus and slash nickname.
Yeah.
They're old hat, man. They're gone. They're 80s.
It is, you know.
Derive, you know, like, a nickname's going to come from this.
Right. It doesn't.
But it doesn't have to be today. Right. We can let it build. And it can go in a multitude of directions. But I think they went safe, but they also put a little bit of identity on it with the city. And we know St. Louis has their problems, like the city county.
Murder.
Other than murder. The city-county divide. And even within the city, there's like 80 different municipalities.
Right. Tower Grove in the city. Loop in the West End.
Hopefully, and I'm sure this is what they were striving for, a unification of all of this. But as far as names go, not bad.
No.
I'm not hating St. Louis City. Although, like, New York City FC makes more sense because people call it New York City.
Right. It's like Louisville City. Nobody calls it Louisville City. Right. We don't call it St. Louis City. That is my only real gripe with
but
it.
But it's not the worst.
But no one calls it Manchester City unless you're talking about the football club.
Right.
Let's go to the logo next because I think the color were a little more there's some animated discussion to happen. I don't like the logo.
No.
I think it's bad. I think it's, you know, Sam Weiss mentioned that it looks like a generic EA when you create a team to build on FIFA. That's the kind of logo it would throw out.
Noel called it a bus pass logo.
Yeah. I mean, and Sarah even made a thing for us that put the Enterprise logo next to it. It's a very generic looking logo.
My initial response was that looks like a youth club logo. Mm. And
I saw Missouri Rush.
Yeah. It's just not like, for example, LAFC, when they brought out their new logo,
it was new.
It was sharp. It's new. Minnesota United, very iconic with the loon. Ours just is the river and the arch thing has just been so overdone.
And even those elements, I don't think are executed well.
Well, and then Andrew Vernon said something in the group, and I can't unsee it now. The arch is incorrect.
It's the wrong angle. It's the wrong
shape. Yes, the curvature is not accurate. And it also doesn't taper correctly.
And the rivers are weird with the multiple lines. I mean, we've already seen a couple of edits online where they kind of cleaned it up a little bit that immediately looked better.
Yeah.
The logo is bad.
I don't like the horizontal wording or the vertical word.
That doesn't bother me as much as it bothers you, but I get it.
I don't like the FC then being separate from the wording. Or SC, sorry.
I do like SC, by the way. We didn't mention that. I like the use of SC for soccer club versus football club.
I'm ambivalent either way. It's fine.
My problem is I've had 6 years of saying STLFC.
Oh, we're going to have to break some habits.
There's going to be a lot of muscle memory there. But the word, I don't know. I just feel, it almost feels like there's a little too much going on.
It's kind of busy on the left side of the logo and plain on the right side of the logo.
There's just not a, like, I don't sit there and go, that's good.
No.
And I don't even say it's not bad.
No, it's bad.
It definitely trends on the bad side. It just doesn't.
I could very easily foresee them redoing the logo before 2023. And
it wouldn't take much, though,
to
sharpen it up.
No.
Because when they were on the live stream and they were doing their intro videos and everything, they did a 3D version of it.
The 3D was better.
And it looked a bit more modern.
Normally, I like a flat logo better, but the 3D made it a little better. I think they could adjust the shape of the arch. They could tweak the river aspect of it to make it better, but I think they swung and missed with the logo.
I think so. I think so as well.
It's got to go on to the brand architect, really.
Chief
brand architect. But so we're okay with the name. I think we all kind of universally don't like the logo. Is that fair to say?
It's not great.
It's not. I don't hate it. It's. Yeah. I mean, it's not the worst thing I've ever seen.
No, it could be way worse.
It could be way worse.
I mean, on the flip side too, we look at what Louisville did with their first one with the clip art barrel.
It's better than that.
But it does
look very corporate. It does look very non-offensive, which to me is offensive.
It's almost utilitarian.
Like, but you know, like when a company comes out with a logo and they're like, just want to make it bland.
But you know what it is?
It feels that way.
It's a corporate saying, hey, we're doing a fun run. Here's our fun run logo.
Yeah.
It's not a passionate logo.
I would like to see some of the ones that are rejected.
Yeah. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. I bet there's some in that pile that we would have liked better.
And it was funny too, because I thought back to when STLFC announced their logo.
Yeah.
And they had two that basically they showed us that it came down to. The one that we all know, and then a shield one that had the rivers.
Yeah.
And I think back to that, and I'm like, when we saw those two, it's like, wow, that circle one is really good. That one looks and I get the same feeling.
You know,
there's going to be a circle one that's better.
It kind of reminds me of back in the day when there was like the when 80s, 90s, when teams were rebranding a lot. And it felt, I used to always call them FTD logos. Like, you know what I mean? Like, very streamlined, very line oriented, but really didn't say much. And I think that's what this logo
is. Like when Pepsi did the waves that were just like
when the Patriots rebranded from the hiking Patriot to the
yes,
you know, streamlined Patriot face.
Right.
Like it was a modernization, but it wasn't necessarily better.
Yes.
So I don't know. I did see somebody else say it was like when a French team rebrands to look more modern.
Yep. That's a great,
But, okay, now let's get to colors.
Love it.
But here's where the argument starts.
No Matt Baker.
It's pink. They mentioned in the video with Carolyn and Lee several times, it's a pink hue. Carolyn's favorite color is pink.
Yep.
But then when they posted it, they said city red.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
And again, her scarf looked red. Mm-hmm. The graphic on the screen looked vibrant pink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a hard color to reproduce to get a consensus. So there are people on Twitter and Facebook now and Instagram saying it's red. There are people are saying it's pink, kind of like in the lead up. By the way, first person to ever call pink out loud, my friend Sarah.
That was me.
She caught the pink first.
But it is pink.
Yeah.
I think they need to own it. I think they just need to quit fucking around saying, oh, we wanted to pay homage to the city flag.
Yeah.
It's a reddish pink, but it's pink.
No. Pink is what you get when you add another color to red.
It's not pastel pink. It's not light pink. It's a hot pink. It's a fuchsia, magenta, whatever you want to call it. But it's pink.
It comes out and the discussion is going on. I bring my wife down. Erin is an art teacher. Art. Colors.
The one time we need an art teacher.
Yep. Yes. We had one.
We had one. And her response, that's pink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I send it to my brother-in-law, Christian, graphic designer.
Yep.
Does a great work. I say, what color do you say that is? His first response, magenta.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is not red.
It's not red.
Nobody says red first. Pink is a hue of red.
But also,
yes, it is. And yellow and blue make green. What the fuck?
Also overlooked in this is the darker shade, which I initially saw as black, but it is navy.
It's navy. Yeah.
When you compare it to black.
Mm-hmm.
And I
CKB today, wearing a navy dress, pink shoes.
But, I mean, they've done themselves a bit of a disservice, though, by making them
They should have made
iconic.
It cut and dry.
Yes,
they
should
have made it cut and dry. Come out and say,
we're pink and navy.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
Yes.
And then everybody would know. Now we're still playing this game of, which...
And it takes away from the announcement.
If it's red and navy, then you compare it to all the other red and blue teams in the league.
Right.
If it's pink and navy, you've got...
Unique.
Yeah.
And it's not Miami pink. You've got a different shade of pink.
It's not Palermo pink.
They need to fucking own it. They need to embrace it. And they kind of did, but kind of didn't, which makes it worse.
There hasn't been a consistent message.
But it's like the badge. They've tried to be all things to all people with an arch and the rivers and this and that and the other. They've tried to be city red and fuchsia and pink and magenta. The message is a little off kilter. Own it. Own it.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the key with anything in life. You know, throw it out there and own it.
Right.
You can't try to walk both sides of it. We've spent a couple hours now, 3 hours, dealing with some of the social media response, some of the just, you know, from the video, from the pink Audis driving around town.
Those are pink Audis.
I think more or less people are, I tweeted it. It's not as bad as we feared, FC. Like, it could have been much worse.
Everything that I've said and granted or seen, and granted it might be what I'm saying, 2 out of 3.
Yeah, we'll do
people
the poll.
People are good with the color. They're okay with the name. They're met on the badge
or some combination of it.
Some people really like the badge.
Honestly,
if you get 2 out of 3 during a launch, you're in a good place.
Oh,
good for them.
In today's world of social media likes and everything, 2 out of 3 is
a
big
success. That is a rousing success.
And we will read our poll results in a little bit. I want to let it build a little bit more. We've got, you know, 600 or 700 people have responded so far. I mean, I think though, by and large, if you would have polled us last night versus today, I think I don't want to say happy, but I'm pleasantly surprised.
I'm pleased.
Yes.
I
thought it was going to be United, which I would have hated.
Yes.
I thought it was going to be bright red, navy and yellow, which isn't a bad color combo, but it's the same as Chicago. It's the same as a couple of other teams.
So I'm
happy it stands out from those.
It is unique. It's a fine name. It's not.
To me, it's everything's great except for the crest. I think the crest is bad.
But again, like Bird said, so many teams rebrand after 3 to 5 years, or tweak it. You know, they'll come out with a new kit. They will say, "Hey, we're doing this," and they'll make a minor modification.
I will say, they were very confident. I think it was misplaced. I mean, for the brand architect, I think he was off.
Yes.
I don't think that's a home run.
No.
He thinks it's a home run. It's not a home run. The logo's bad.
But again, I don't think in today's world you can hit
a home run. You're right. You're absolutely right.
I mean, look at I love talking about Gritty, the Flyers mascot. When it leaked what he was, people were like, "What the fuck is this nightmare?"
Well, there's still people that don't like it.
But 24 hours later, his social media presence, the character of Gritty, is monstrous. We don't care that he looks like a nightmare.
But even though it's great, and we all kind of love Gritty, there are people that still hate Gritty.
Yes, because
like there's no way you can get consensus in today's world.
So for anybody to stand up and say we did an amazing job, it's a lie. It is a flat out lie.
But could have been worse.
Could have been better. Could have been worse.
Obviously.
And I am perfectly good with that.
And obviously our preference would have been St. Louis FC. I mean.
Yeah.
The amount of social media postings of saying, well, you compare it to St. Louis FC, it's not good. And that hurts me personally.
And St. Louis FC, and we've talked about this with other people in the past, its success is its simplicity. Like,
that's the thing. That's the one thing that people always miss with logos. It doesn't have to be complicated.
Yes.
It doesn't have to include.
They try to add a few more elements.
Yeah.
And it never works. My
brother-in-law, like back in the day, and we're talking 10 years ago when we did the original Lulligan logo, and I was talking to him about what we could change, and he's, you know, because the skull and bones is a clip art.
Right.
You know, it's
that's where it came from. Because, by the way, because a Wichita donut shop was going to sue us for the chicken head.
True. But the point being is that it was, you know, like I started talking to him and he's like, why complicate it?
Yeah.
Like a good design agent will always say,
No, it works.
You do your stuff, and then you go back to a second or third revision,
right?
And you probably got it right before you added 15 things.
Yeah.
But over the years, you can tweak it. You know, we've added the Kyle skull, which is custom, and it's unique, but it kept the bones.
Yeah.
Pun intended.
Pun intended. Of the original. And Jimmy Blood has added his elements.
The shield and, you know, like you can take it and build upon it.
So
don't try to do it all the first
There's
time
a chance
out.
This logo could evolve into something good. But again, it's better than we feared FC.
And I think 2 out of 3...
It's a win.
This world is
it's a win.
Good job.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It totally is.
If they come back and they own the pink, don't waffle, don't go to red, don't go to... But, and our friend Brian Malchek from Belleville
Screen Print
Company, he said the problem with a color like that is you can't just buy that color t-shirt and put a logo on
it. Yeah.
You know, you have to choose between red or hot pink.
Right.
And that's a trouble. And when we do our own stuff, green is sometimes hard for printers to reproduce because you start the run at one color green, and when you end, it's a little different color green. It's a difficult color to reproduce consistently.
Yeah.
And you have to, but I think that's where you have to own it. You have to say, we're going to skew more pink or we're going to skew more red.
Right.
And I hope they skew more pink.
I'm looking behind you, and it's all my daughter's toys from when she was little. There's probably 12 different shades of pink.
There's a lot.
And the funny thing is, though, is that there's 1, 2, 3 that are that darker kind of what we're seeing today.
Fuchsia.
Yeah. We'll just say fuchsia for argument's sake. They come out and say, that's what we're doing?
Yeah.
Balls.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that also differentiates it with Miami FC or Miami International, whatever they are. Inter Miami.
Beckham
FC's pink. And again, we're striving for originality. We're striving to stand out.
Yeah.
That pink stands out, especially if they own it and make that the primary color.
And
Beckham's have gone with black and white as their primary colors with the pink accent. Yeah. And that's good. I'm not dissing that.
No, I like that.
But if you own the pink as your primary color, then you stand out. And we've talked about it a million times, Matt Bird. When I walk by a TV and I see the orange on TV, and if it's MLS game, I know it's Dynamo.
Yeah.
You know, if I see, well, up until last year, if I see yellow, I know it's Crew.
Yeah.
You know, now we've got Nashville. Yeah. But if I walk by and I see a hot pink jersey, I know that's St. Louis.
Right.
But that's all you can hope for. You want that brand identity.
It's an iconography that every brand strives for.
Yes.
You see that green E, you know it's Enterprise.
But if it's a red jersey, that could be 6 different teams.
Yep.
Right, right. You see, and that's any design. Like, I can look around my room. You see the blue note, you know that's the Blues.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You see the Cardinal red.
Yeah.
Dodger blue. Those are, you know, the Yankees pinstripes. You know, Manchester United red.
You look for those identifiers.
The sky blue for Manchester City.
The white sleeves for Arsenal. But also...
Yeah, Arsenal's red, but you know if it's the white sleeves, it's Arsenal.
It's Arsenal every time.
If we're having this discussion about pink or red, it may not be up for their decision. It may be Adidas' decision. It says, this is red, this is pink. What do you want?
Very well could be.
And
I just ordered an Adidas Squadra jersey from Amazon in hot fucking pink. That's the color, man.
Yeah.
That is the color. I'm much more enthused about pink than red.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely I am. There's no question.
You also have to remember that Sacramento are coming in at the same time.
There'll be a
darker red.
Yeah. It's a maroon.
So
a Stanford red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so they had to differentiate themselves from that. It must be nice keeping your own colors, though.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, obviously, this is all couched in a better world, it would just be green and blue,
right,
and we'd be going up as St. Louis FC. We can still talk about...
Adidas makes the pink, by the way.
Well, there you go.
I just pulled it up on Amazon. I found a long-sleeve t-shirt. It is that pink.
Yeah, put that in my cart, would you?
also throw that in mine.
It's called Shock Pink.
Shock Pink.
Shock Pink.
And I just ordered it for myself, long sleeve t-shirt.
But let's address
I like long sleeve t-shirts.
Let's address, and oh, by the way, Fanatics has some new merch on. So.
Fanatics, who also referred to the team as St. Louis SC.
Yes.
Which also would have been good.
I would have liked that. I would have liked that better.
That's fine.
I would have liked it better than City myself.
Yes.
But that's neither here nor there.
I mean, but we should at least get into the
elephant
conversation.
In the room.
Exactly. Where does this leave St. Louis FC?
Mm.
I mean, Jeff Reeder's article came out this week.
Mm-hmm.
They've basically got till the end of this month to decide if they want to keep going. And it's too easy to throw out. I mean, Northern Guard has been, you know, bashing us because we're
gatekeeping,
supporting one team or the other. And it's too simplistic to look at it that way. Jim Cavanaugh is the bridge
between the two
that took us from one to the other. So we're still supporting Jim Cavanaugh.
Okay, so before we get into that, let's just talk about it from the business/money side of things. We know that if you quote unquote go up from USL to MLS, that they have like a $30 million fee or something like that.
There's
an exit fee. We know that for a fact. We know.
We also know that St. Louis FC is a 501(c). It's not.
C3. Much like the St. Louis, by the way.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Mitch. You did a lot of hard work.
Ben Orris. We'll come back to that later because I want to focus on that at the end for happiness.
It's not a simple matter of ownership because it's weird. It's unique in St. Louis, in U.S. soccer.
Yes. So you cannot own a charity. That is like the one thing that people need to kind of understand. You don't own a charity.
Right.
A charity is a standalone entity. So technically,
so you can't
Jim
sell
doesn't owe
a charity.
It. Right. Now, you can convert it to a business,
right?
But that is a lot of time, money, and effort. And then Jim would end up having to pay that exit fee, which why would you want to do that? So we know those business facts about St. Louis FC. That's well published. It's well defined. It's accounting 101. So they can't make that transition. But the question becomes, from a business standpoint, do they continue? Does Tom and Jim say, yes, let's keep this going?
And let's be perfectly honest. The charity that is St. Louis FC / Scott Gallagher lose money every year.
Yes. Well, yeah.
Well,
Gallagher,
the club probably does okay, but the professional club loses money every year.
Yes.
And Tom and Jim make up that shortfall.
They make a donation to the charity
with their personal contributions. So the question is, do they do that for another 2 years?
And the hard part is that the emotional versus the business side
comes
in. And I think that's why there is this ongoing confusion that we still don't have an answer today.
And it's also, it's confusing for us as fans because when the MLS for the Lou journey started, or even back when MLS to STL was Jim's first foray into this with Paul Edgerly, we support Jim Cavanaugh because Jim Cavanaugh has supported us. And Jim Cavanaugh came to us and said, look, we're going to go for the... I just said look, so click it. We're going to go for this. We're going to go for... And we need you to be a... We need you to be a part of it. We need you to support us. So we did. And then when it switched to MLS for the Lou with Carolyn, Jim Cavanaugh and Tom Strunk still came to us and said, we want you on board with this. We want you to be a part of it.
This is the evolution of what they started.
Exactly.
And again, that's where the business side of me kicks in, where I'm doing a business, Sarah.
Mitch is doing a business.
But... You know, you obviously want to have the best results for what you're doing. You know, we as Luligans, it started out as a group of a bunch, then went down to like 20. It's now the whole corner. We want that improvement, that expansion. That's why you do these things, to be the best that you can. I don't know where that leaves Jim and Tom.
And it is difficult for us because we started as a supporters group for AC St. Louis. And they folded immediately. So we had to make the transition to, if we want to keep doing this, we have to support whatever the top tier in St. Louis soccer was, which was the Lions. And quite frankly, some of the members of the Lions front office wanted us there, and some of them didn't. And so we made that unhealthy peace to keep moving forward. And when St. Louis FC came along, they wanted us to be a part of it, so we did.
But even before,
let me
interrupt, because my Facebook timeline memories has been coming up, and this week was the anniversary of us at the tailgate at the Dome,
yeah,
where we were wearing these Bring MLS to St. Louis t-shirts that we had made up,
yeah,
that we were like, hey, we want to support the top level of soccer.
Right.
So this concept isn't new to us. But I do think that the enthusiasm waned because we had such a good relationship product with St. Louis FC.
And yes, and along the way, we've supported the Piasol, which is where Matt first encountered us. We supported Bordeaux, FC Bordeaux, who only lasted a year. We supported, I mean, there are members who go to Maritza games. There
Fire
are members
and ice.
Who go to Fire and Ice game. There are members who go to Club Atletico St. Louis. I mean, all along we've been a supporters group for St. Louis soccer.
Yes.
And
that doesn't change.
It makes sense that we will support the new team, which happens to be the MLS team. Yes, it hurts me greatly that this is contributing to the downfall of St. Louis FC. But we always knew a USL club can't compete head-to-head, toe-to-toe with MLS, because we've seen it in other markets. But also the fact that Jim Cavanaugh was a part of the transition gave us a link there.
I think there was also, though, a natural presumption that we would St. Louis FC would play up until this the October of 2022.
Yes.
We'd have an off-season, and then it'd be MLS time, I think. And I again, I'm going to use Mitch's rhetoric about your business brain, your logical brain, and then there's your emotional brain. I've lived in St. Louis for 8 years. St. Louis FC was announced 7 years ago. They've been playing for 6 years. So for 7/8 of my life in St. Louis, it's been St. Louis FC. And it's been some of the best times. Honest to God, it's been, even though the soccer has not always been great. Correct. But when it's been good, it's been brilliant.
Right.
And that's how I've introduced you into football. That's how I've settled here as an outsider, is meeting all you guys. It's what's made me an American soccer fan. Not a soccer fan, but an American soccer fan. Learning the intricacies of the U.S. game has led... It's because
and
of St. Louis
and
FC.
The contradictions in the U.S. game, because there are plenty.
And, you know, Jeremy Allenbaugh has always made it about the soccer. We've lived and died by the results. And when it was great, he was cheering with us. When it was sucked, he never got walked away from it. He always came in this basement and was head on about the way it was going. And it's always been about the soccer. And, you know, I'm struggling with it, and I'll freely admit that I do feel like I'm losing my club. You know, the best day of your life as a soccer fan should be when your team gets promoted.
Right.
We don't have that opportunity here in America.
No, we don't. And that's the emotional side of my brain speaking. And I know that Vin Coe, and I know that Carolyn Betts, and I know that Lee Broughton, and I know that Jim Cavanaugh, they can't fix that.
Yeah.
They can't control that. They're just playing the game the way the rules have been set for them. But it still stings.
Nobody wants to see something they love dearly,
you know, it,
twist on the vine.
It's like getting divorced and you saying, "Don't worry, Matt, there's a big titty girl gonna move in 2 years' time down the street."
Right.
It's Brad.
No, but I mean, you're exactly right. And I think people who live outside of the St. Louis landscape don't understand the complexities. Just like I don't understand the complexities of what's going on in Detroit. I really don't.
Or Sacramento.
Or Sacramento or Phoenix or wherever.
Any of the other places.
And so it bothers me a bit that, you know, people are trying to judge us when they really don't know what we've been through and don't know what the landscape is.
I mean, Liz posted something today and I commented, we have a lot of bodies in our wake, unfortunately. Yes. You know, there are the Bordeaux's and the AC St. Louis's and the Piasaw's that couldn't make it just because it's that landscape in St. Louis.
And we're trying to do our best as soccer supporters. And it may look hypocritical outside of the St. Louis bubble.
But I can't
explain that to you. I can't, no more than I could tell Detroit City fans who seem to have the biggest problem with it, how they should react to whatever happens. They've created their own little
But you
landscape.
Know what? Well, so I'm going to come back to this with Atlanta United and the Silverbacks.
And the Silverbacks, exactly.
So it was, I'm bringing you the soccer from MLS, top-down push, and we're pushing you out of the way. That's not the scenario
here.
It's
a little different here.
And it had the premise of growth.
But also, at the same time, if you asked me, those Silverback fans, and which there were, like some loyal Atlanta Silverback fans, their team died, and they had to make the choice then. Do I just say fuck it to soccer, or do I start going to Atlanta United? I'm not going to hold them. I'm not going to make a judgment on them either way.
No.
Right.
No.
Some of them may decide not to ever go to Atlanta United because they hold them responsible for the death of the Silverbacks. Some of them may say, this is what I have, and I'm going to join. And the same with is true with the Luligans. There are Luligans who will never set foot in the new MLS stadium.
Right.
Because they feel betrayed or because they, you know, they're loyal to St. Louis FC, or they're loyal to the Lions, or they're loyal to AC St. Louis.
Yep.
There are people who have never come back after AC St. Louis.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't blame them. But also, I can't judge those who, you know, we've got good friends in the group who say this was always the goal, to mm-hmm. get top flight soccer, and they're over the moon. They're ecstatic. They don't even have the reservations that I have.
Yeah.
About supporting MLS.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're out there chasing the pink Audis
right
now,
mm-hmm.
getting jerseys and getting t-shirts and signing up for season ticket deposits. I can't judge them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's their fan journey.
But that's the thing, is that as the Luligans, we are all those components, and that's what gets lost.
Yeah.
We do have people who've never given up on the Lions, who are still with the Lions, and that's cool. I want St. Luligans to embody the support of St. Louis soccer. And so if I'm not going to be hypocritical about it, that includes this new team that we're embracing into the St. Louis soccer community.
Right. You can't tell me the Northern Guard only goes, like, they don't go to any other.
Well,
but you know what? They might, and that's what works for them, and I give no shits.
Because but the thing is, you can't say, like, you can only support this
but,
when you do the same fucking thing.
But also, if MLS came to Detroit,
mm-hmm.
some of those Northern Guard supporters would go to the MLS team.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not all of them. Some of them are truly, you know, till right. I die, mm-hmm. I got the tattoos,
bullshit.
I'm staying with it
yeah.
forever,
uh-huh.
which is fine. I don't judge them mm-hmm. for that. But some of those fans would go to the new MLS team.
Yep.
And I can't, when I'm tweeting or when you're posting from Instagram
mm-hmm.
as the Luligans,
right?
We have to be cognizant of the fact that what I think in my mind is not the end-all be-all of St. Luligans.
No, yeah.
That's my personal opinion.
Right.
But I know a lot of Luligans are over the moon that MLS is coming.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are pissed
uh-huh.
that MLS is coming.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have to walk a line a bit.
Yeah, I mean, what are you supposed to do?
Piss off everybody.
Exactly.
That sounds
great.
Here's
the thing.
How do you feel about children in California?
I enjoy the small environment.
Yeah.
You know, I do, but I had a choice. I could go to Old Trafford.
Yeah.
Or I could go watch Altrincham.
Right.
I had the choice. It's not fair for me to say, I'm okay with this. You should be okay with it too.
Right.
I can't judge another person.
Yeah. Yep. You know, someone who's never had Old Trafford, should have that opportunity to sit in a massive stadium.
And at the same time, though, like I can, because I've been at Luligan's from day one. I was with AC. I was with Lions. I went to Bordeaux games. I went to Piasaw games. So when I'm like reminiscing,
mm-hmm.
there are things about the Lions games that were better than anything I'll ever have at St. Louis FC.
Kyle stalking up and down the touchline.
I could literally yell at the linesman and get him to laugh.
Yeah.
Lino.
It changed when we went to St. Louis FC.
Mm-hmm.
Some for the better.
Yeah.
Some for the worse. Same is going to happen when we make the jump to MLS. And I'm not saying I'm going to be in charge of it because I'm old. I probably die next year. But,
God willing.
But, I mean, when you go to MLS, things change.
Yep.
We're not going to get, you know, the player to sit on the couch with us.
No.
We're not going to get, you know, to be able to interact after the games the way we do.
Right.
Or, you know what I mean? Things change.
Mm-hmm.
But there will be also, theoretically, better soccer. I mean.
Allegedly.
You know, I mean, there are give and takes. And nothing is perfect. Nothing will ever be exactly how you want it. And MLS, you know what? There's going to be people, and we've said this from day one, there's going to be people in St. Louis who say, I'm not going to that. It's not as good as European soccer. And they'll sit at the Amsterdam, and they'll watch their Saturday morning games.
Yep.
And they will shit on the MLS.
Yep.
Just like people shit on St. Louis FC, just right. like people shit on the Lions. Just
yep.
Like,
but we found that. There's always a reason not to go. There's exactly. always a reason. Fenton's too far. The parking's too expensive. They don't sell Schnickel Fritz. There's no student discount.
Right.
There's always, it's them, not me. Right. I would go if only they did this.
Right.
You know, and
so I'm happy the St. Luligans are going to exist and they're going to support St. Louis soccer.
Yeah.
Even if it's not what we dreamed up, even mm-hmm. if it's changed over the years, and even if it leads to a split in the group of people who want to stay with the lower leagues, I can't help what that looks like to people outside of the St. Louis bubble.
Yeah.
But also, if let's take someone, for example, that says, I'm not going to the MLS games. I'm going to go watch Club Atletico. They're going to be my team from now on. That's that. But if you're supporting St. Louis soccer, you are still a de facto Luligan.
Yeah, I will applaud you. I'm not going to make fun of anybody who doesn't come to MLS.
I'm just going to make fun of somebody who doesn't come to anything.
That's the thing.
You know,
That's it.
There's always a reason not to come.
And I mean, this has come up in the last couple of days when
But it's maybe, come up for five, well, six, it, seven, 8 years.
It really has. But there may be no St. Louis FC next year.
Mm-hmm.
And people are going to have to find ways to spend their time for the next 2 years.
Yep.
And St. Louis University is reaching out. Mm-hmm. And the Lions are reaching out. And they want us to be a part of it.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to blame anybody who
I'm going to go to Louisville and root against Louisville.
We're going to do that too.
Yeah.
Oh, don't get me wrong. We will be taking bus trips.
Yes, we will.
Go root for the Riverhounds against Lou City.
I just say we go and root against everybody.
Yeah. I mean,
boo them all.
And we could take a trip to Chicago or we could take a trip to Kansas City, mm-hmm. MLS. I mean, we're going to find things to do in these next 2 years, but I'm not going to judge anybody for whatever journey they take,
mm-hmm.
which evidently Northern Guard feels it's their position in U.S. soccer to make that judgment.
The thing is, I lived in Ohio for 4 years and
fuck Ohio.
A lot of people used to drive from Akron, Ohio down to Columbus to watch crew games.
Yeah.
And they were my friends. You know, I had got fun times with them. We went and watched, we were all part of AO Akron, and we all went to watch Akron University, who were very good at the time. But I never went, because I didn't want to get emotionally invested in a team that I was going to leave. It was always Erica's plan to move back to St. Louis. And I'm not sure if I can get emotionally invested in a team for 2 years and just go somewhere else.
Right. Totally makes sense. On that point, we're going to go ahead and take a little break here, and we'll be back. And we're back.
Sorry, we had to take a break to do an interview.
Yeah, you know, somebody wants to hear from us.
That's right.
It was nice to hear from Taylor, though.
I walked out. I missed that joke. But anyway, look, I get it. It's weird. St. Louis FC just posted a tweet with a picture of us congratulating St. Louis City SC for inheriting the best fans in soccer.
It's a mouthful.
But from the outside, it does look very strange that St. Louis FC is kind of okay with this.
Didn't we just say we're going to move on past the
no
fan stuff?
No, because
I'm heading stop. Fuck this.
If you're not in St. Louis,
who cares, Brad? We're moving on.
You don't.
Okay, so let's see what us other people have. I'm going to go ahead and stop Brad's channel.
I'm just saying.
We know. We know.
But, no, but
you can struggle with it. I've struggled with it.
I do struggle with it, and I wish people could understand who aren't in this bubble, who haven't lived through it, who haven't given 10 years to the struggle.
Yeah.
But, you know, honestly, though, that is kind of the way things are in U.S. soccer. Every market is unique. Everybody has their own struggle and story.
And we wouldn't be here today without Jim Cavanaugh.
No.
And without Jim Cavanaugh asking us to support
what he's doing,
his next venture, which is St. Louis City SC.
Right.
I mean, it's conflicting to us. It really is. But the thread of the Luligans, if you really are inside, you see how it has gotten to where it is.
Sure. And that which the interview we just did, that was a big topic of that, how we've evolved and pivoted as the environment, as the landscape changed. It is different. You know, 7 years ago, whatever it was at the Lions, we had a game against the AOSTL for a food drive, and now we do 50 grand a year in charity or whatever, 40 grand. It's evolution. Things change. Things can't stay the same, unfortunately. There would be some ways it'd be good. There's some ways it's bad. But unfortunately, in United States soccer, this is the path of evolution.
And we wouldn't be where we are without all of those components.
No.
It has helped us grow. It will help us evolve. And sometimes it won't be for the better. There will be some negatives. But if you're not in the bubble, if you haven't been part of the decision making,
is this a COVID conversation in the bubble?
I mean, but it does hurt my feelings that people don't understand. But I stand on our record. I stand on what we've built for 10 years. I stand on the amount of money we've raised for charity. I stand on the amount of fun we have at games. I stand on the visitors who have come to watch games with us, who've interacted with us, who know us personally. I'm sorry if we don't live up to your standard of supportership. But
yeah, fuck them. I don't care what they think, though.
Yeah.
I don't care. Do your shit in your own city and shut the fuck up about everybody else. Who cares? Who cares?
But we're all trying to do the right thing. And it may look different in different landscapes. It may look different in different environments.
Yeah.
But
you can't win, man. You're either a bootlicker or a gatekeeper.
Yeah.
You can't win.
No.
If you're speaking for 500 people, you can't win anyway.
But if somebody who knows me comes up and wants to have a discussion, then that's
Brad DeMumbran talking.
But also it's a discussion worth having. But if somebody who's sitting 300 miles away wants to judge how we're being fans, fuck you.
Yeah.
Next topic.
What is the next topic?
We have people's opinions.
Yeah.
The poll.
Oh.
We do have the poll, and we knew, I mean, I think we mentioned it at the top of this podcast, St. Louis soccer, or not just St. Louis soccer, soccer in general, any brand in general, whenever you throw it out there and you say, what do you think? It's always going to be a bit dodgy. But overall, our poll was St. Louis City SC. Pink and navy.
We just cannot say this easily.
No, it's going to take a while.
It is.
Love it.
It's just city. St. Louis City.
St. Louis City. Love it, hate it, or it'll grow on me. So we've got 725 votes right now. Pretty good cross section. 46% love it, 18% hate it, 36% it'll grow on me. I mean, that's a win.
Again, you know, like we said at the beginning, if you get 2 out of 3, you're good. They've got 2 out of 3 that are not hating it. That's a win.
Well, and it's also, you know, I think you have to count the it'll grow on me as a positive. Mm-hmm. Like, only 18%.
Oh, I am. I'm counting that in the positive.
Yeah, only 18% are saying, I fucking hate it.
You know, you get some guerrilla marketing out there, plenty of stickers, the bumper stickers and everything plastered everywhere. You start seeing that crest and that name all over town.
Yeah,
it'll be a part of
familiarity. Will breed familiarity.
Yep.
All right. Let's read through some of the comments just so we can get a little bit of the flavor of the crowd. Karen Montgomery, our friend. For one, it's not United. That's a very good point. But I like the bold color choice. It's not the typical red, black, and white. Agree.
Yep.
Yeah.
Totally good.
Harry, our friend down in San Antonio. Big fan of the pod. Obviously, he's not in the St. Louis market. But
he has stood with us, though.
He also has an eye on the culture of U.S. soccer.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He says he's not a fan, but it's not his team, so who cares what he thinks? It's about the fans of the city. Okay, that's fair enough. Tommy Schulte, love the name, love the colors. Crest will probably grow on me eventually. It's kind of our...
seems to be a running theme.
Chris Dolemeyer, this is Chris Dolemeyer of the No Hate t-shirt fame. Yep. He helped us come up with that. Wish yellow was more prominent, otherwise I'm sold. They did tease a lot of yellow in the lead up.
It was a good,
And there is a touch of yellow in their official color palette, but he wishes it was more prominent. Charlie Rudder, longtime listener, I love all of it. Although my friend and I are having a debate about the SCFC decision, which is minor. I feel like the colors are unique. The crest is okay. Tend to like more classic crest though. And my favorite team is the blue note with wings, so I'll get used to it. I think the SCFC debate is worth having. I personally like SC. It's America. We do call it soccer. I like SC.
I'm indifferent to SC or FC. It's just the muscle memory of saying FC for 6 years now. It's going to be a hard habit to break.
Yeah, I get that.
It's not a hill I'm willing to die on. It's good. It's a soccer club. It's a football club. Whatever you want to call it.
Sarah, any preference on SC versus FC?
I don't know. I guess I've grown to say FC, so it's hard to get out of it.
Yeah.
SC is fine.
Yeah. Tyson Hosey. This is our friend that works at Schlafly. St. Louis City was always one of his top two or three guesses/hopes. I love this city, and this is a great name for someone who loves the city. Also, as I've said before, how nice is it going to be able to say, hey, I'm going to go watch City play. It just sounds nice. So there's a fan of City.
Manchester United fan.
Is he a Manchester City fan? I don't know.
I don't know, but I'm just saying Manchester United fans will not agree with that statement.
Here's Kips and Kicks. This guy has a Seattle Sounders profile pic, so I'm assuming he's a Sounders fan. Solid, like, it'll likely grow on me to a love. I have family in the city/county. Did they consider City County FC? I mean, no, it is a thing. For those who, we were talking earlier about living outside of the St. Louis bubble.
Yeah.
The city-county divide is a real thing.
Oh, yeah.
In this area. So, I mean, that will come up.
It's just, like, that's so prominent. And, like, going back to the advertisements again, like, they're trying to unite it, but then you say city.
But if they would have called it United,
I don't want United.
It would have definitely been a, there's nothing United about St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. It's just weird. I just wish they hadn't played that.
I get it.
Part of it.
Kyle Herschelman, love the colors and the crest. The name could have been worse. Kind of generic and seems to be the antithesis of we are mantra. It could have been so much worse.
There you go.
Yeah, that's we get it. Our buddy Joe Chambers, all these people complaining about the name, but not one has a better idea. Just a whiny, I wanted something unique. Boring is always better than stupid.
True.
Agreed.
Boring is always better than stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We should have named it. Boring is always better than stupid.
They're a soccer team that plays in the city of St. Louis.
Yeah.
It is what it says on the tin.
Yeah. Yep.
Metro Man, city is pretty cool. Colors are cool. So glad it wasn't so many of the other suggestions. Go city. Again, we can check off the bad names that it wasn't.
We could have sat here talking about fucking Confluence FC
or Archers or
we could have, and that was our worst case scenario. So, you know, I'm all right with where we've gone.
Yep.
I don't know why the St. Louis Bill McDermott's just popped in my head, but it did. Oh,
Mr. Soccer.
He was driving around fucking Harrisville this morning looking for a way, wasn't he?
Tyler C., I hate the name. They essentially grabbed a template with especially all the soccer history here. Logo is passable. Colors are fine. I hope it grows on me, but I'm disappointed right now. Tyler, that's a perfectly acceptable response. Not mad at you at all. I think if today has taught us anything, there is no right way to feel about this name.
Nope.
No.
You can hate it. You can love it.
There's no right decision. So they've gone with what they wanted.
Yeah.
Fair play to them.
James STL 77. The name and colors are great. Lukewarm on the crest, but it'll grow on me. Jeff Perry needs some yellow. Jason Petrillo, longtime friend. It's my team. I love it. If your baby was ugly, wouldn't you still love it?
I don't know.
Well, but you had cute babies. It's easy to say. But no, I mean, that is true too, Jason. I mean,
it's true.
It's our team.
Yep.
But you can have some critiques if you want.
It's just good not to be embarrassed by it.
Christopher P. Not sure I would call it pink. It's a unique red, though. Sarah, you want to handle this?
Whatever.
It's pink.
I'm going with fuchsia.
I know they called it city red,
mm-hmm.
but it's pink. There's pink in it.
I just don't get why you do that.
I don't
like,
either.
They gave me a headache today.
Yes.
Sarah literally just took some aspirin a few minutes ago.
It's for the second time today.
It's not just red. There's some pink in there. Daniel, not the name I was hoping for, but the crest and colors are fine. See, there's somebody who likes two out of the three, but it's not the same two out of three that I like.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Noted Battlehawks fan, Alex Orr. Colors are awesome. Crest is eh. I was absolutely shocked, but in a good way, that they went with St. Louis City. Fair enough. Christopher P., I was sure it was going to be United. Pleasantly surprised. Camp all by myself. This is Blue Chip Loge. Glad it wasn't United or Legacy. Agree.
Same.
Anything spirit related would bring up Charles Lindbergh baggage. I know he has a road in a high school here, but something would raise some flags. That's very true. I mean, Lindbergh has become one of those figures that used to be championed
there's some questionable stuff.
Yeah, the anti-Semitism has come out.
That's never good.
Blake Moan, I'm super relieved we went traditional. The primary complaint I see is boring, which can easily be fixed with a kick-ass nickname. True.
Brett's drunk.
I'm drunk. if we run with laser snakes, can I throw bullworms in there?
What?
I don't know what bullworms are.
What's a bullworm?
Kind of into it. I don't know what they are, but
sounds like an infectious disease.
Yeah.
I'm going to Google that.
He said it's big, scary, and pink. So.
Jesus.
Think lightly of yourself. When referring to the team, I'm just going to call them St. Louis SC. Closest I can get to pay homage to our current team. Safe name. Colors stand out. Badge leaves something to be desired. Today is just brutal for me as St. Louis FC is my team. Totally get it.
That's a no on the bullworm.
Is it a
I just watched
thing?
Sarah's reaction.
It is terrifying.
Oh, nope.
Yeah, no.
Nope. That's a no.
No.
Sarah says no bullworms.
No, sorry.
Christopher P. follows up with, it seems like FC was just a placeholder team to show MLS we could pull it off. I know there are plenty of our serious fans, but it seems like it was inevitable.
It was never the intention of the existing ownership to go to MLS.
It didn't start that way. It changed along the way.
It did change as things came into play. But at the opening press conference, they flat out said, this is not an attempt to go to MLS. We want to be the best USL club we can be.
Cincinnati,
and we failed on that.
Cincinnati, we were not. Sacramento, we were not. I mean,
it wasn't built for MLS.
But it was ours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chris Storm sounds like a typical team name. Yeah, I mean, I get it.
We're going to be a typical team.
Yerba Coffee. He's changed his profile picture already to the new logo. My wife, the graphic designer, is insisting it's just a pure red that looks pink on the screen. I'm sorry, they did mention pink in the video, in the introduction. I mean, it's Carolyn's favorite color. They said they skewed a pinkish red. I think they need to come out pretty soon and
step up
and own it. Is it pink or is it red? But it's pink. Chris Moran, crest is cool. Would like a touch of yellow, just some accent lines or something. Name is trash. And I think our friend Fat Deuce has added a little bit of yellow to it, made it look a little better.
If you're not following Fat Deuce on Twitter, you need to. Great eye on soccer and even better on design.
Better on, logos and crests. Tyler Wildermuth, I think the colors are going to be really in your face downtown on game day, which he loves. A secondary crest or mark without the text would round it out for me. Yeah, maybe that's what we're missing. Like a secondary simple text or simple crest that doesn't have the text, just a logo to stamp it. Maybe.
That could be interesting. That's a good thought.
You might be onto something there, Tyler. Blue Chip Logebox responded to that with this. The sideways text bugs me more than anything. The sideways text bugs Mitch and maybe the other people. I don't mind the sideways text.
It's okay to me. It doesn't bug me, but I get it.
I think the problem is that if the other side was okay, I'd be okay with it. But yes.
Daryl John Reese says he hates it. But it's definitely not pink. I don't know what to tell you, man. It's fucking pink.
Who said that?
Daryl John Reese.
Okay,
go
Daryl.
Get him, Sarah. Chad Irvine, name sucks. Crest, fucking atrocious. Be unique.
Okay.
That's a valid, I mean, you can have that
Everybody's
opinion.
Everybody's got that opinion.
Not at all, offended by that.
I mean, I don't know how you look at something that's pink and say that's not pink, but all right.
Yeah, there's
color blindness.
There's definitely pink.
Well, okay, bird is excluded, but
even I think it's pink.
he knows better.
Here's the thing: we're being blown up by Detroit, so I'm not going to answer all those.
Ignore it.
Ignore.
Pat Ryan says it's time to do a business.
Let's do some businesses.
But you know what? Damn right, Pat Ryan. I've been a Debbie Downer about this for months and months and months. It's got to be about the soccer now. I'm tired of colors. I'm tired of crest. I'm tired of names. Let's get a sporting director, a head coach.
And the fact that
make it about the soccer now.
We don't take the field for two more years. Three, if you're, I don't know how you count that. But we're going to have 2 years without soccer before.
It's time to focus on the soccer.
And we do need to see some of those, like you said, positions being filled. We know Dan Flynn no longer a part of the process from everything we hear. But I need to hear some soccer names. I mean, great that we've got a, chief brand architect. Great that we've got, a CEO.
We've got a CRO. We do know that.
We've got a CRO. But we need some soccer people, some people to make the real decisions. And we need to start seeing those pieces fall into place. They need to start talking about the academy. They need to start talking about players they're looking for. Are we going to build from like existing DPs, or are we going to go search for some young DPs on their way up?
Today was the apex of all the non-soccer business.
Exactly.
We have a stadium, we have a name, we have a, the club was announced by
things
MLS,
that ultimately do not matter.
You know, well, they do in building
the business.
The business, but and it is a business. But at this point in time, there is no other business that takes any sort of priority.
Does not matter what color you are if you lose every game.
You've got sponsorship for 2 years. You know, you don't have to worry about announcing that. You don't have to worry about naming the stadium for 2 years because none of that matters until, quote unquote, game day.
Right.
The things that matter now is getting to that first game, and that is building a team, building a system, building a franchise of players.
Yes.
That is, I mean, there are, from here on out, there is nothing that takes any sort of priority.
And with the link to St. Louis FC essentially being severed, I mean, we don't know for sure how it's going to work out in the next 30 days or the next year. But if they're going to start from scratch, they need to start now.
Yeah, I mean, the clock is ticking. Well, and ticking loud.
And also, I'm going to make this point before we leave that the name got released an hour early, and the video got released an hour early. Fans are incessant. Fans are incessant. They want to know. They'll get a sniff of a translated tweet from a Costa Rican third division club that says St. Louis.
They'll retweet it,
and they'll go, are we signing Diego Lopez from Costa Rican third division league? And they'll look to see where he's going. And you know, God damn it, I met Irvin Herrera at the airport when he landed. You know, this is what we do. We snoop, we sniff, we want to be the first to say, I saw him.
Yeah.
You know, we were all trying to be the first one with the name. We were all trying to be the first one with the colors, and it should be this, it should be that. We're incessant. You look at Cincy Soccer Talk, who are probably the best amateur-run soccer coverage in the Midwest, and they are on. They get leaks and tweets and names and hints and rumors from everywhere. And that's what it's going to be like.
And as it grows, it gets bigger. At the same token, though, today things change, and it's going to grow, and it's going to change. And we had a certain relationship with St. Louis FC, which was very personal. It's going to change when it goes to MLS. And so maybe we won't get the general manager sat here on the couch to answer our questions. But that's
but
just the way it is.
On the flip side, as Bird said, the network of information expands exponentially. I mean, it is a huge...
And there are things we keep under wraps at this level because we have personal relationships with the people giving us information. It's going to become much more competitive. You can't hide this stuff anymore.
You know, and if there's 10 people out there, if there's me, Derek Gottman, Stuart Holtgren, and whatever, looking to see who we've signed as goalkeeper, there's going to be 3,000 people next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People are going to be just... At the very, very beginning of this team, I was all in. I was all in with St. Louis FC. And I followed every lead I could. And there's going to be a guy sat out there who's going to be 25, who's going to be getting into soccer for the first time, and he's going to be all in today.
Oh, yeah.
And he's going to follow every single lead. And if he sees that we may be signing a third-string keeper from Oklahoma City Energy, he's going to track his movement for the next 18 months.
Well, and it gets bigger. I mean, you see who follows the team, who follows the supporters group, who the supporters group follows, who the team follows.
Yeah.
Like, the scrutiny becomes much more. The scrutiny becomes severe.
Oh, the magnifying glass becomes huge.
Yeah.
And everything that's going to happen is going to be questioned, debated, discussed on multiple formats. It's no longer just four people in a basement on a podcast. It's talk radio. It's...
Well, and that's also something that the ownership group, Carolyn in specific, is going to have to start dealing with. Before today, everything was rosy. She was bringing an MLS team today.
Mm-hmm.
And then today, now there's things for people to bitch about. She's going to be getting angry tweets. Why is it pink? Or why is it City? Or why did you do this? Why did you do SC instead of FC?
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to have to learn to roll with that. She's going to have to learn to... It takes a thick skin to deal with all the bullshit. And up till now, it's been pretty rosy. Now it gets real for her. And when they announced the sporting director, there's going to be people who disagree with who that choice was.
Should have brought in an American, should have brought in a foreigner, should have brought in this, should have brought in that.
Yeah, you know, she could make the perfect choice, and there will still be somebody
dissension
to complain about it.
Yeah.
So, congratulations, St. Louis City SC. It gets real today.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. I mean, from this point on, you know, as exciting and as great as today is, it does start that next phase, which comes with a whole lot more scrutiny. And it's inevitable, it's unavoidable, and it's going to happen. So let's make those right decisions.
We're going to have to learn what gammon tam are, guys.
We're going to have to do it. We're going to have to break down.
I feel like it's like some German version of Tom and Jerry.
It's
like,
we're going to have to go to a class.
Spam from Aldi.
Maybe University of Phoenix teaches a tam and gam class. So. No, it's a 9-inch binder that we have to memorize, guys.
Hey, God, we're going to have like whiteboards with strings going across.
Yes,
and
Charlie
Day from It's Always Sunny, Pepe Silva.
I don't know. We didn't spend a lot of time on St. Louis City or St. Louis FC. God damn it! Today we've got a game Saturday, barring COVID doesn't.
You hush your mouth.
Exactly.
Everything's fine, Brad.
Everything's fine.
Everything's fine.
And we'll be there, and we'll be having some fun.
Yes, we will. I might be drunk.
I might still be drunk.
It's just a day away.
Today, it's tomorrow.
It's just a day
away. Let's talk about that. 1.9, guys.
That's bad.
That's come on. Let's rectify this.
We got to fix it.
I yelled at Tyler Blackwood.
You did.
I did.
I started to pull your arm, and then I realized she might punch me.
I was upset.
Not good enough.
It's not good enough. No, it's not.
And as I've tweeted last week, we can talk about Jeremy and Paris as win backs. Are they good enough? Are they this? Yeah. That?
If we don't score, it doesn't matter.
You know, we've got five good quality USL journeyman pros. Got to
put it in the net.
We scored 3-6. Not acceptable.
Yeah. Wait, should I feel bad that I'm talking about the team that St. Louis City is going to kill?
No. You know what? For 90 minutes tomorrow, I'm going to give two shits about St. Louis City.
Exactly.
Not tomorrow, Saturday. It's St. Louis FC play in a must-win game. Yep. In a must-win game.
And that is ultimately the most important thing today.
And it's on the pitch. It's not in a boardroom. It's not in a bank manager's office. It's not in a hedge fund conference room. It's on the pitch.
2023
Saturday.
Is when soccer starts for the city. But right now, it's St. Louis FC.
And and again, it's a must-win game.
And you can hate me for, you know, compartmentalizing that aspect, but
we all have to deal with that our own way.
Exactly.
Yep. You have to process.
So, and the best way to process is to watch a victory on Saturday at this point.
That'd be great.
That would be nice.
Because
absolutely shit-faced.
Yeah.
And you don't even drink anymore.
No, but you know what? 1.9 is leading me back to it.
Yeah.
He's going to be drunk and bloated like the rest of us.
Oh, pass out on the stands again.
Guys, I hope for whatever your feelings towards MLS, positive, negative, I hope you enjoyed today as a St. Louis soccer fan, because this is a mark of validation for everything we've put in. Mm-hmm. And I know it's stupid. I know it's bought and not built. I know, you know, obviously we would much prefer a scenario where Pro Rel existed and we earned our way into the top level. But that's not the system we're in.
I can't control that.
No.
I can't control it. Neither can Carolyn, neither can Tom Strunk.
But everything you guys have put in, from AC St. Louis to the Lions to the Piasaw to Bordeaux to Fire and Ice to St. Louis FC, has given hope to the people who have invested $300 million to bring MLS here.
So is that when they learn the lesson that it's the hope that kills you?
It is the hope that kills you. But I tweeted it this morning, and I really do mean it. We didn't write the big check, but we always told you, if you come out and support, if you give it your all, then we can prove to the world we deserve
the best that we can
get. And yes, it was bought, not built. I do appreciate that. But if you guys hadn't given everything you've given over the last 10 years, maybe that investment wouldn't have been made.
They'd look at something else.
We played a small part, but we played an important part. So congratulations to all of our listeners, to all of the people who came to games, whether they identify as Lilligans or not. You were a big part in what happened today in the U.S. soccer landscape.
Wow. I was going to like make something silly, but I can't. That was actually heartfelt and good, Brad.
I'm drunk.
I know.
Please don't start crying.
Yes.
God damn it. I love you guys.
Oof. Okay.
Can't do it.
Let's get the duct tape. Let's tie them up in the bathroom. Just leave them there. We can hose them off later.
Fair enough. I pay for that kind of service.
I'm not changing his shirt this time, though.
Oh, no. I'm definitely not.
Don't promise Brad with a good time.
I am not steam cleaning the couch again.
Oh, yeah. No.
No, we're past that point.
Yep.
Yeah.
But we will be there Saturday pulling for 3 points.
We will be there Saturday.
See you then. Listening to the wind.